But just one ha'ara, as it relates to the sugya of Tsaras Saita. Again, this is a very, very loaded, very heavy sugya, but just one ha'ara. And that is, so we just learned the sugya in Yevamos Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph that talks about a Tsaras Saita. It's a very short sugya. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Tsaras Saita Asura. My time, Tuma Ksiv Bakar Rayas. It says, V'nister of Ehin Etma regarding a Saita. The word tum is a word that you find in the parsha of Arayas. Al titamu b'chol eila, referring to all the Arayas. So you see that tumma is a sprach, that means erva. The Torah referred to the saita as being an erva. An erva in the world of Yibam is patam and ayibam mechalitza. Not just the erva herself, but even the tzaras erva. If a saita is an erva, the saita is going to be patam from Yibam mechalitza, and the tzaras saita is going to be patam from Yibam mechalitza as well. The Gemara has two kashas on Rav. One was Rav Chizda's kasha from a Saita de Rabbanon. The other one was Rav Ashi's kasha from a Safik Saita. And the Gemara was Doicha. And the Gemara said Rav Yudam Rav was talking only about a Saita de Raisa. And not only was he only talking about a Saita de Raisa, he was only talking about a Saita Vadai. He wasn't talking about a Saita Safik. The Gemara that we just learned is one of two sugyas in Shas that talk about the Tzara Saita. There's another sugya. And that sugya is in Masechta Saita, Daf Hei Amud Beis. It's another sugya, that's a Yevamos Digah sugya, that talks about a Tzara Saita. That sugya discusses not the Saita Vadai, but that sugya discusses the Safik Saita. So again, it was very, very clear from Yevamos Yud Aleph Amud Aleph that Rav Yehuda Merav's halach of Tumak Sibak Harayis is talking about a Saita Vadai. It's not true for a Safik Saita. What's the halach of a Safik Saita? So our sugya brought the Mishnah in Saita Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the very, very first Mishnah of Masechta Saita, that says, Chayletzes v'lo Mesiyah Be'emes. A Safik Saita is Chayletzes v'lo Mesiyah Be'emes. The Gemara in the first parak in Masechta Saita comments on that line in the Mishnah, and it's really a ganze sugya. Let's just start the sugya. So the Mishnah said that a Safik Saita, whose husband died and left over no children, now there's a Yavam. So the halach is, the Yavam can't do Yibam. Chaylet says, V'loi Misi Abem. Straight to Gemara, Amai. Why does the Yavam do Chalitza? Tisi Abim, Nami Yavumi. Why can't he do Yibam? What's the problem? There's no Isser for the Yavam to be with this Yavama. What would be the Isser? She's not a Chayvi Krisos. She's not a Chayvi Lavin. She's not a Chayvi Essen. A Safik Soit is also to her husband. She's also to the Baal. She's also to a Kayin. So, assuming he's not a Kayin, what's the problem? What's the issue? Why should a Safik Saita need Chalitza? Meaning, there's a lot of cases in Chas of Chayletzes V'lai Mesiyah Be'emes. But usually it's a Chayvi Lavin V'esin. There's going to be a reason why it's going to be Chayletzes V'lai Mesiyah Be'emes. Maybe it's a Safik, whether you could do Yibam or not. But what's the issue over here? What's the problem between this Safik Saita and the Yavam? She had a problem with her husband. But as it relates to the Yavam, the Chur, there's no problem. It's a Freit de Gemara, an obvious question. Why Chalitza? To see Avim Nabi Yevumi. And the Gemara says two terutzim. We'll mention them very briefly. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Amakra, it's learned out from a pasuk. V'yotza mi beisai, v'holcha, v'hoysa le'ish achar. The pasuk says that if a man divorced his wife, and then she went ahead and married somebody else, it's okay. However, once she marries somebody else, then lo yucha bay lo rishon loshuv lekachta. Says Rabbi Yosef, we learn from here, v'yotza mi beisei v'holcha v'hoysa l'shachar, that if a man divorces his wife, specifically he divorced his wife because of the fact that she was a saita or a safik saita. So she's allowed to go marry somebody else if she wants to. However, v'loy liyabam, she'll never be able to marry the yabam. Meaning, if he didn't divorce her, but rather he died, and she fell a yibum. So the halach is, the yavam will not be able to be miyabim her. Either way, it's a shtickle taira, it's a drasha, it's learned from a pasuk. V'yotza mi beisei v'holcha v'hoysa l'shachar teaches me that a saita, or even a safik saita, is going to be asa to the yavam. It's learned from a pasuk. The Gemara brings a kasha. Rabbi Yosef said it, so who asked the kasha? Abaya. Abaya asked the kasha of Yosef, and the Gemara brings a whole shakl of a tarya, and then in the Vavim and Alf, the Gemara says, Rav, I'm a Rav, said a different tarya. He said, Kal v'chaymer. You want to know why a Safik Sait is also to the Yavim if she falls the Yibim? It's based on a Kal v'chaymer. It's one of the Yud Gemal Midah Shatayr Nidresh Rasbam. Not a Pasik, but a Kal v'chaymer. He said that in Netzra b'mutala, ba'asa loy loy kolshke, if this Safik Sait is aser to her husband, a woman, a man that technically she should be allowed to be married to, Kal v'chaymer, she's going to be usher to the husband's brother, who's a yavam, who to whom she's an Eish Hazach, who theoretically she should have been Aser to. But the bottom line is, this is all we need for right now, without complicating it. A suffix soita kimavur in Yavamas Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, the Makar is the Mishnah in soita, that Beis Amid Aleph, if she ever falls Liyibam, she's Aser to the Yavam. What could she do? She could do chalitza. A b'yibum, she cannot do. And the Gemara says, I don't understand why not. Why can't they do yibum? And the Gemara says two truths. Either it's learned from a pasuk, or Rava said it's learned from a kalvachaymer. But the bottom line is, the Gemara didn't understand why there's no yibum on a suffix saita. And the Gemara had to give a teretz. Other a pasuk, other yud gimel midah shatayin adreshes behem, a kalvachaymer. So we have these two distinct sugyas. We have Yevamos Yud Aleph Amid Aleph that's discussing a soita vaday, no yibum, no chalitza, not for the soita, not for the tzara soita, tumak siva karayas. She's literally like an achis isha, tumak siva karayas. And then we have the sugya mesechta soita daf heyamidays that discusses the suffix soita that falls the yibum, where the halacha is chaylatzis v'loimis yabemes. The Gemara doesn't understand why you can't do yibum, and the Gemara says either it's learned from a pasik or it's learned from a kalvachem. Great toisus in Yevamos daf Yud Aleph from an olive, a bumbakash says, I don't understand the sugi and soita da famides. The sugi and soita asked the kasha that why chalitza by a suffix soita shouldn't he be able to do yibum? Fake toisvis. If Rav holds that a soita vadai is an erva, tumuk sivba karayos, and that's why there's no yibum, there's no chalitza, not for her, not for the tzara. So that means that every suffix soita really should be a suffix erva. Because if a vaday soita is an erva in yibum, then a suffix soita should be a suffix erva. Because what's a suffix soita? A suffix soita. That's what it is. Sveikid erayis of the chumra. So freik toisvis, why did the Gemara ask? And how did the Gemara ask for tisiyavin nami yavumi? It's partial why you can't do yibum. You can't do yibum, mi suffix. Because she might be an erva, and if she's an erva, tumak siba karayis, it's Eishasach Shloim Makam Mitzvah, you know, let it do Yibum. It's a fake Taisus, Sarachin, and he blibes Sarachin, has no Teretz Taisus. Says, I don't understand. It's a plea and discover the Sugya. How could the Gemara in Saita Daf Hamad Beis ask the question that you should do Yibum with a suffix Saita? Every suffix Saita is like a suffix Saita Vadai. And if a Saita Vadai is an Erva, Tumuk Siba Karayas, so a suffix Saita is a suffix Erva. If she's a suffix Erva, Avadu Chaylasis Flamis Yabemes. I need a Pasik. I need a kalvachaymer, a whole sugya. What do I need the sugya for? It's pashut why it's chaylatzes. Because the suffix soita is the suffix. And if a soita vadai is an erva, then a soita suffix is the chasafik erva. So freik toisvis a bomba kasha. What's the Gemara's kasha v'tisyabim nami yavumi? L'chayra, it's pashut why there's no yibum. There's no yibum because the suffix soita is a suffix soita vadai. Why did the Gemara need a pasuk and a kalvachomer to explain why the suffix soita is chayvetzes v'loy b'syabemis? That's the first kasha. The second kasha is Reb Chaim Brisker's kasha in Chedusha Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam in Hilchos Yibum v'chalitza. It's in Perek Vav. It's halacha yotes. The Rambam over there is discussing the halacha of a suffix soita. And the Rambam says, soita shemeis baila koidim sheyashkena me'amarim, if there was a soita whose husband died before she had a chance to drink from the me'amarim. Or she was a suffix soita that has a din that she's not allowed to drink from the me'amarim. In other words, a suffix soita fell to Yibum. Says the Rambam, harezu chaylatzes v'loimis yabemes. Chalitza, pashit. That's the sugya in Soita Daf Hamabes. It's the Mishnah in Soita Daf Beis Amid Aleph that was quoted in today's daf. Yifamis Daf Yir Aleph Amid Aleph. Abazok the Rambam v'mhoisala tzara. What would be if the suffix Soita had a tzara? Meaning, the tzara suffix Soita. Hare tzarasa muteres v'chaylatzes v'loimis yabemes. If she wants, she could do chalitza, yibum, you could do whatever you want. Why? The Rambam saying, the halach of tzaras erva was said regarding a soita vadai. It wasn't said regarding a soita safik. There's two sugis. There's Yevamos Yud Aleph and this soita dafe. In Yevamos Yud Aleph, we're talking about a soita vadai. Amrav Yudam Arab tzara soita asura my time atumik siva karayas. But in the parish of safik soita, we don't have any limud to tell me that a tzara of a suffix soita is going to be asura. So says the Rambam, what's the halacha regarding the tzara of a suffix soita? If the other wants to do yibum, we can do yibum. Freik Reb Chaim Brisker, he says, I don't understand. It's true, there's no lima to tell me anything with regards to the tzara of a suffix soita. But at the end of the day, every suffix soita is a suffix soita vadai. And if a soita vadai is an erva in yibum, tumaksiba karayas, so that the tsara of the soita vadai can't do yibum, so then the tsara of the suffix soita should also not be able to do yibum. Mi suffix. Because maybe she's a soita vadai, and if she's a soita vadai, she's an erva tumak siba karayas, so tsarasa would be asura, so the tsara of a suffix soita should be also to do yibam, albeit mi suffix. So Freit Reb Chaim, he says, I don't understand. The Rambam says the tsara of a suffix soita, if she wants, could do yibam, l'chaira, it's a pala. Why? Because you don't have a limit of tumak siba karayas, but once you have tumak siba karayas by the soita vadai, then you have it by the soita suffix mi suffix. So if that's the case, Freit Reb Chaim, what's the pshat in the psak of the Rambam that the Rambam says that the tzara of a sofik soita, if you want, you could do yibum l'chayra. Every tzara sofik soita should be a tzaras sofik soita vadai, and a tzara soita vadai is asura my time atu maksiv bakarayas. So the tzara of the sofik soita should also be yasser misofik. Maybe she's a tzaras soita vadai. A bomba kasha. In other words, we have two kashas. We have Tosfos kasha and we have Reb Chaim's kasha. Tosfos kasha is that what was the havdamin in the Gemara Masech the Soita Daf Heyam Beis to tell me you should do yibum by a suffix soita even if there's no tumak siva karayas. The Gemara didn't know the drasha of the yatsami beisay v'holcha v'hoisel l'shachav l'li yavam. The Gemara didn't know yet the kal v'chaymer l'os the kal v'chaymer of Rava. But at the end of the day, every suffix Soita is the suffix soita vadai. So misafik, there should be a problem over here because of Yudam Rav Zalach of Tumak Sivak Harais. And then we have Rav Chaim's kasha that the Rambam says that the tzara of a suffix soita is misya bemes. L'chayre, every tzara suffix soita is a tzaras suffix soita vadai. And if that's the case, misafik, it's the key word here, she should not be able to do yibum. So said Rav Chaim, it's safer that it's muchach from these two kashas, from Tosfos kasha and from his kasha on the Rambam, a very, very important yesod in the world of soita. And that is, the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin that pei aleph on the base, machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, but it's mavur in that sugya that ein oisrin ala yichud. So what does that mean? That means if a man is miyached with an eishes ish, so there's an eishes ish and she's in a state of yichud with a man that's not her husband, the halacha, she does not become asa to her husband. You could have thought maybe she should. Because we know in Apotropos Lairayas, Gezel Vairayas, Nafshon Shaladam, Milchamdason, Umisavason. You could have argued that once they're in a state of Yichud, maybe there's a little bit of a raglaim ladover that something happened. Oh, it's a Gemara. Kedushin Pei Aleph, Ein Oitzrin Ala Yichud. That in the event that there's a Eishas Ish that's in a state of Yichud together with a man, the halacha is Ein Oitzrin. We do not assume that an Avera took place. The halacha is she's going to be mutter to her husband. And the reason is because every woman, every Bas Yisrael has a cheskes kashrus that she would not do an avera of this magnitude where she would be mezana tachas baila. So because she has a cheskes heter, even though she was in a state of yichud, the halach is ukmi acheskasa in oisrin ala yichud. The halach is she's going to continue to be mutter to her husband. Stating that we have a parsha in the Torah of Safik Saita. What's the parish of Safik Saita? That in the event that a woman was in a state of yichud together with her husband, but there was a kinui that preempted the stira. So before the stira, before the yichud, the husband turned to his wife and said, "Al tish stiri nish ploini." Then the whole halacha changes. Then we say she's a Safik Saita. Then we say she's also to her husband, she's also to the boil, she's also to the truma. She has to go to the Makam HaMikdash, she has to drink from the Me'amarim. And by the way, not only is she a Safik, but this is not for now, although really it is, but we have no time. But it's mavur in the Sugi Zemesechta Saita that a Safik Saita is a Suak Vadai. We even treat her like a Vadai. So all of a sudden, the whole halacha changes. Says Reb Chaim, what happened? I don't understand. Ein oisrin ala yichud. I thought that when the stira, there's nothing to be worried about. Now, all of a sudden, the husband warned her, and mitamol, she's a suffix, and mitamol, there's no chazokis, and mitamol, asua kevadai, and all of a sudden, we have a whole mesechta soita that deals with her. What changed? Because there was a kinui? How could that have changed everything? So, Reb Chaim said that it's mavur, and really, it's mavur from the sugi in Yavamis. This is where he's being mechiyak from. It's gevaldik. But said Reb Chaim, you know what the pshat is? The pshat is that's gzeres hakosov. That's the pshat. The pshat is that's gzeres hakosov. Das heißt, be'etzem, if you were going to dan a suffix soita, you would look at the suffix soita as saying, I hear, they were together in a room, she has a chazaka, cheskes kashris, ein oisran ala yichu, she's beseder. Nor vos, zedo achidish ha-toyra. There's a chidish ha-toyra that when there's a kinui and stira, we have to all of a sudden be suspicious that maybe something happened. But here's the punchline. The punchline of Reb Chaim is that the chiddush haTorah of kinui and stira is that we deher a suffik. Because without the chiddush haTorah of kinui and stira, there really would be no suffik. Because ein oisran ala yichud. And every time there's a yichud in Eishes and another man, there's no suffik. She has a ches, she has a chazak, she's beseder. You would have nothing to worry about. If you plug in all the principles of sveikis that are in Shev Shmaitza and Ksaisa Choshen and Kuntras HaSveikis, and you try to apply it to a suffik saita, she's fine. She's mutter legamri. Norvasu da gzeris hakosov. And the gzeris hakosov is that when there's a kinoi that came before the stira, v'nitma, 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 k'shem she'asru l'bal, k'achasru l'bayol, and then she's also to truma, and there's a parasha, she has to drink for the ma'im ha'morim, and not just that, asu akavade, it's chiddush al gabi chiddush al gabi chiddush. Oh, here's the point, it's that the first chiddush is that we even the herosophic. Because without the chiddush ha'toyer of kinyan and stira, there would be no suffix. What do you mean? There was a stira. No, it's a sugi in kedushin. Ain't no yitzron ala yichud. Oh, because there was a kinui, that changes everything. So Reb Chaim said, Vaisnois, all it does is it creates a metzias where now all of a sudden we have a parasha in the Torah. There's a parasha called Tzoras Soita, there's a parasha called Shatnez, there's a parasha called Paraduma, there's a parasha called Kinevistira. It's a parasha in the Torah, and in the parasha in the Torah state Achidush, Akzeris Akosov, that when there's Kinui and the Stira, now it's already a whole different deal. What's the chiddush? That she drinks is a chiddush. Yeah, the fact that the tzof is bitten is a chiddush. The fact that it happens with Derech Ness is a chiddush. The fact that she's also a boil is a chiddush. And by the way, the fact that it's even a suffix is a chiddush. Because really, without the chiddush atoy of kinu and stira, it would be a regular case of ein oisran ala yichud, and you'd have to have nothing, there would be nothing to worry about. Said Reb Chaim, that this chiddush atoy of kinu and stira was said with regards to the ikur dinim of soita. A soita is also a baal. If she had kinyan and stira, we look at her as a suffix soita as it relates to the baal. Shnidasa to the baal. If there was kinyan and stira, we look at her as a suffix soita klapi the baal. Shnidasa betruma. If she had kinyan and stira, we look at her as a suffix klapi the isa truma. But as it relates to the din of tumak sivba karayas, says Reb Chaim, that's a din mechudeshes in the parasha of soita. The loyal zen nemra the gzeres hakosov of kinyan and stira. Said Reb Chaim, that it's muchrach from these sugyas, from Toysis Kash and Yavamas Yiral from Aralef. And Reb Chaim said from his Kash on the Rambam and Hilchas even Chalitza Perik Vav Alocha Yutes, that even though it's true, there's a Chiddush HaTorah that you have to dan any woman that had kinyan and stira as a suffix soito, but that Gzeres HaKosov was limited. It's not with regards to every single din of suffix soito. And one of the dinim that it doesn't include is the halachis of Yibam Chalitza. Just to read a few lines in Reb Chaim. The imkein yesh loimer. The bahach dina the tumak sivba karayas ein kinui moyel lozeh. The chol di isuroi mishum kinui nehei de chashvino la levadai zinsa because of Sofik Kavadai, avu mikivan dehu migzeres hakosav de kinui, but being that at the end of the day, it's only because of the gzeres hakosav of kinui, ein bom bishum tumak harayas. But it's not going to shtal tzu to tumak sivba karayas. Again. Valkain zel de parach haGemara to tesiavin yavumi. That's why the Gemara asked tesiavin yavumi. The kibun de leinyan tuma karayis lemahani kinoi. Because as it relates to the din tuma karayis, there is no kinoi. Imkay memela da rehi beheter vaday. Klapi the tuma ksiba karayis. It's ein oisran ala yichud. Ve'ein kan sofik erva. Da rehi ruya gam leyibum ukemoishen esbar. In other words, Reb Chaim saying that the halacha of sofik soita bekinah v'stira is really a chiddush haTorah. It's a chiddush haTorah that we even treat her as a sofik, because really all that happened was a stira. And being that all that happened was a stira, the inoisrin ala yichud, and a woman has a cheskas kashrus, so just because it's a kinoi, that shouldn't change her cheskas kashrus. Nothing happened substantively to the point where we should say that now all of a sudden she doesn't have her cheskas kashrus anymore. The teretz is it's a chiddush haTorah that when there's kinoi and stira, the halacha she's going to be also said Reb Chaim. The chiddush haTorah was only said regarding the ikur dinim of the soita, was never said regarding the halacha of tumak siba karayis. Zokter, the fee is there, altas me yoshev. What was Taisa's kasha? How could the Gemara ask a kasha with the siyabanami yavumi and soita daf heyom and beis? Every suffix soita is doch a suffix soita vada. The teretz is not true. A suffix soita is not a suffix. Not soita vada. Because ein oisran ala yichud. And a woman has a cheskes kashrus. So really, in the world as fake as we wouldn't treat her as a safek. What it is there's a gzeres hakasev that when there's kina in stira, we have to rechen. The Gemara knew that, and the Gemara knew Rav's halach in Yevamos Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. But the Gemara understood that that gzeres hakasev was never said regarding tumak sibba karayas. So what do you want? You want a regular safek? There is no regular safek. All you have is the din gzeres, the din safek. That's the chiddush atayra, which is the gzeres hakasev, which comes as a result of the kina in stira. Kina in stira was never said regarding that. So the kina in stira was never said regarding that. So it's for that reason the Gemara has to kashuf to see avanami yavumi. What was Reb Chaim's kash on the Rambam? The Rambam says every tsara safik saita, if you want, you could do yibum. Frank Reb Chaim, how could you do yibum by a tsara safik saita? Every tsara safik saita is a tsara safik saita vada. And if a saita vada, I'm Rabbi Yudam, Rab tsara saita asura, then every tsara safik saita should have the same halacha. The teretz is that a tsara safik saita is not a tsara safik saita vada. Because the whole halach, because really a suffix soita is not a suffix soita vada. What she is a gzeres hakosov, that when there's kini and stira, we have to don her as a suffix. But if the gzeres hakosov is not talking to tumak sibba karayas, so even me suffix, it's not going to affect the halach of the tzara, and that's why the Rambam paskin tzarasa is chayvetzes oymes yabemes. This is the first shlav, it's the first part of Reb Chaim and Sefer. There's a whole nother part of Reb Chaim and Sefer, which we're going to leave. But the bottom line is, there is a whole other part of Reb Chaim and Sefer, but just this Yesod of Reb Chaim, this is an often quoted Yesod, both in Sugyas and Yevamos, but really even more in Sugyas and Masechta Saita, very, very critical Yesod. And that is that even though there's a parasha of a Safik Saita, but really the whole parasha of Safik Saita is a Chiddush HaTayr, and you know it's a Chiddush HaTayr. Bim Mava Sedra, the parasha of Saita, you know it's a Chiddush HaTayr. It's so obvious it's a Chiddush HaTayr. The Ramban, it's the one parasha in the Torah that's totally in Nisan. So it's Chiddush Al Gabi Chiddush. But Reb Chaim was mechadish that dosan lein that we dan a sofik is already a chiddush, because mitzad gedarim of sofik, a sofik soita would not really be a sofik. There's a gzeres hakasev that we dan it as a sofik. Once it's a gzeres hakasev that we dan it as a sofik, so now we can get creative. Now we have a right to start being mechiyach from gemaras and from rishonim's kashas that maybe the gzeres hakasev of where we dan a sofik is limited in scope. If it's a regular sofik, it's a regular sofik, then you have no right to make any cheshbonos. Anything that would apply to the vaday, mi sofik would have to apply to the sofik. But if the fact that we look at it as a sofik is really not something that's mistaber, it's just mitzad the gzeres hakasev, then it could be there's limitations in the gzeres hakasev. And Reb Chaim was mechiyach from the sugis in Yevamos that the halacha of kina v'stira was never said regarding tumak sibba karayis. The question is, why not? So that you have to go through Reb Chaim inside. That already requires more than just one raid bite, and we will stop here.